Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, January 25th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, it's a serious and sobering week for the moon's transits. It begins today with the moon in Scorpio and ends next Saturday with the moon in Aquarius. What a gauntlet that moon has to run, because on Wednesday, there's a new moon in Capricorn. So let's break it down. The day begins with the moon in Scorpio in the nakshatra Jyotisha. The moon does not like to be in Scorpio, and it's considered its sign of debilitation. Why? Because Scorpio is ruled by Mars, and Jyotisha is ruled by the nakshatra lord of Mercury. Mars and Mercury energy likes to fight with words, attack, be aggressive. It's the venomous tongue. Now, that's tough on a moon that prefers stability, security, and emotional calm. So today's transit of the moon may air verbal aggression and attacks. That just adds to the grumpiness we feel under the polar vortex and has everyone layered up and sleeping with their hats and socks on under the covers. Well, who's got to walk the dog? That could be an argument. But the moon moves on. Of course, it has to cross the karmic knot on Tuesday when it leaves the waters of Scorpio for the fires of Sagittarius. Remember, when the moon crosses the karmic knot, it's considered a sorrowful day because that degree is underwater and the moon just can't express its emotions. So that can send you into an emotional nosedive. Now, the rest of the week, the moon transits from Sagittarius into Capricorn on Wednesday. That's the new moon day. But get this, the new moon comes across with a Pluto ingredient to it. Oh dear, Pluto makes you dive deep into the issues of your security. Are you secure or are you not, in all the ways that you count on stability in your life? Now, with the moon approaching the sun for a new moon cycle on Capricorn, what happens is the moon loses its energy. It goes dark. That's a great time to hibernate. A new moon in Capricorn can feel like you're trudging through knee-deep snow and not making any progress. Your energy is low. Your body may want to come to a stop for lack of mojo. That's okay. Rest. Make it a point to be rested and well-fed on good, nutritious food, especially soups and stews to keep your innards warm and food that's easy to digest. Now, this new moon is particularly feeling low because it's what we call a scissors between Pluto and Saturn. That really puts the squeeze on the moon. So just care for your body and mind. Things will improve dramatically next Saturday when the moon is past the last degree of Aquarius. Thank heavens. Now, Mars is in retrograde in Gemini, having backed out of Cancer where it was real trouble. Mars in Gemini can activate the thinking to the point of distraction. Gemini is about the mind, and when Mars is there, it can overdo it. Too much thinking, not enough concentration, and lots of distraction. This is a classic for binge watching. So the good news is that the Venus planet does something beautiful this week. It moves into Pisces on Friday, which is Venus's day. Venus is exalted in the sign of Pisces, so all things Venus are expressed at peak energy, love, art, romance, diplomacy, peace. Venus then conjuncts Neptune. That's interesting because Neptune reaches an even higher state of the realm of fantasy and imagination, even to the heavenly abodes. Now, Venus Neptune is powerful for creativity, inspiration. Just be careful about escapism tendencies. Reality is your friend. Don't try to avoid it. Neptune seeks escape from the material world, so substances like drugs and alcohol can be more potent, and that's a problem. Now, meanwhile, Jupiter continues its retrograde motion in Taurus, the fixed Earth sign. That's all about what you value. You may wonder how you spend $50 on a cup of coffee and a croissant that didn't taste like it was worth $50. It'll be time to look at what you get for your money, your time, and what exactly are you doing with your life. It's a retrograde, so it's time to review, rethink, and reevaluate. Now, bigger shifts are coming in the spring, so you ain't seen nothing yet. So hold fast to what is fine and all will be well. A polar vortex will be gone soon enough, so stay safe, keep the faucets dripping, and layer up. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. See you next week. Over and out.